Hello and welcome to Community Spotlight. I'm Carolyn Smith, Community Outreach Coordinator for the Silver City Food Co-op, and my job takes me out into the community to meet and talk and work with community leaders, local organizations, and nonprofits. And I have learned that there's so much amazing work being done right here in Grant County. The purpose of this show is to spotlight these organizations and get the word out to more people. My guest today is Jessie Gauthier. She's from the Eco Sustainability Club at WNMU. Welcome, Jessie.
Thank you, Carolyn.
Thank you for being here. So maybe we can start out first by, you can tell me a little bit about the history of the Eco Sustainability Club and the work you're doing up at the university.
Okay. Our club was started last semester with Chloe Midlowski as VP, Patrice Muchnick as our advisor, and I as president. We started, Chloe and I were concerned, as well as Patrice, concerned about recycling on campus. There was no campus-wide recycling, about the use of white bleached fresh paper that was used in all the computer labs, styrofoam that was used in the cafeteria and in the Mustang Cafe, as well as several other issues. So I think those were the first three main ones that we wanted to spearhead.
So were you able to do any work regarding those and make some changes at the university?
So recycling, that was the first thing we spearheaded, and we have made some progress, although it's been kind of rocky. So first off, what we did is we contacted the stand-in VP of Student Affairs, who at the time was Peggy Lankford, and we had a meeting with her as well as with maintenance about recycling. And what we decided is to have a three-month trial period in Rich Hall, which is an all-girls dorm. And that's at the time where Chloe and I were living, and so it was convenient for us to get the bins, which were donated by Alan Archer with the recycling committee in town, and really see how much recyclables we could get in 3 months. And we found that it was incredible amount of use. Of course, I mean, we found that if the recycling bins were there, the girls recycled, and it was huge, huge amounts of recyclables. So we had this 3 month trial period, and afterwards we met with, through the whole process, we met with the same people, the stand-in VP of Student Affairs, as well as the heads of maintenance, as well as the recycling committee, who helped us through the whole process. And not much was decided. It was really interesting.
Despite the fact that it was really a very successful attempt.
Yeah. Well, I think there was a few concerns from maintenance regarding the amount of money required. They have a certain amount of money allocated to them, and from what they told us, it sounded like they were already strapped as it was. And so there was that, as well as the fact that recycling actually does not get picked up by the rest of the city here. Or up at the WNMU campus, the recycling is not picked up by the city. And I'm not sure why that is, but I believe it's it was an agreement made with the city and the campus. And so not only does the city not pick it up, but maintenance was strapped for money. And another thing is that there was, at the time, a stand-in VP of Student Affairs as well as a stand-in head of maintenance. And so it was like these obstacles, one after another. And like any conflict, you know, the obstacles will be in the way. And since those meetings last fall into the spring semester, there is a new VP of Student Affairs, Dr. Isaac Brundage, as well as a head of maintenance, Stan Pena. And so we hope to continue on with recycling this year and have meetings. And we just recently actually we did a dumpster dive into Rich Hall, the garbage at Rich Hall.
And what was the purpose of the dumpster dive?
Well, we wanted to quantify how much was being thrown away, how much recyclables was being thrown away.
Did you weigh it, or did you just count it, or just kind of get an eyeball, kind of just more just for your own information?
Well, we would have liked to weigh it, but we it was kind of impromptu, and so we just kind of, we counted out the amount of plastic bottles, which was like 93 wow. in one day.
Wow.
93 plastic bottles. It's incredible. And I don't mean a lot of other stuff, but we wrote it all down basically by quantity and then estimated weight. And so we got that, and then we're also soon going to start a petition for recycling on campus.
Great. That's excellent. And so the three of you just took this on yourself? I mean, did you just decide that this was something that was important to you, and then you talked to, you know, Patrice and asked her if she would be your advisor, or was this through some, you know, like an assignment for some class you were taking, or?
Well, how it first started, and I wasn't there, so I guess Chloe and Patrice can correct me if I'm wrong, but Chloe was in a class of Patrice's, and what Patrice did at the beginning of, well, it was a lab. It was a lab for one of her classes, because Patrice is the lab director for the natural sciences up at WNMU. And so Chloe went to Patrice's lab, and Patrice held up a piece of white paper and said, "Who is bothered by this? If anybody wants to change this or doesn't think it's good that the campus is buying bleached white new paper, come see me." And Chloe was moved. And so Chloe then came to me, and we were friends, and we started talking, and I was like, you know what, yeah, that bothers me too. And so the two of us just decided to kind of take on Patrice's challenge, I guess.
Oh, great. And so how many people are involved now with the Eco Sustainability Club?
Now we have 7 active members. And that does not include all the people who have helped us out. We have several students who just sometimes show up to events and help, and those are not, they're not active members, but they definitely
supporters
exactly. And then right now also we have a stand-in advisor, Dr. Emma Bailey, who's a sociology professor up at WNMU. Mm-hmm.
Great. What are some of the other projects you've been involved with?
Other projects that we've been involved with include the community garden on 10th and Pope. So there was actually Dr. Bailey's class. I believe it was her environmental sociology class or sociology of food class. What one of her past classes, they created a garden up on the corner of Pope and 10th Street a couple of years ago.
And it's up on that big slope just right above, is it West Street?
Mm-hmm. Oh, West. Oh, yes. I'm sorry.
I was just trying to picture it, because I know where it is, but sometimes
yeah, West and 10th. That's
okay,
right.
West and 10th.
And now there's a big sign there, as a matter of fact. And so if you go by on West, then you'll be able to see the sign, and you can walk up and see the garden. But what we've done, basically, the club's, what my club has done is went in and we've built some infrastructure, a lot with help from the freshman class from Aldo Leopold. They helped us till up the ground and built a fence, made a sign, cleaned it out. And so that we've done that, and that wasn't necessarily, the interest hasn't been there from the club to continue on with that actively. However, that is there for us, well, for any students to use in the future. So we've done the community garden as well as education. Last year we helped the early childhood advocacy club. We helped them, we went up to Harrison Schmidt Elementary and we did a little project with solar ovens, which was really fun. And then also more recently what we've done is we helped Van Clodier with water harvest, with water dynamics. We helped him plant donated native plants around the water harvesting basins on the slope going up 10th Street, so right by the garden.
Okay.
Yeah.
Great. So you got to learn a lot as well as help out with the erosion and also keeping well, just using the water to grow plants.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that was a big thing, is that a couple years ago, with the sustainable design class at WNMU, they built the water harvesting basins to collect water, to keep our water here and keep it from running off. I mean, that's a huge problem here in Silver City, is that all the runoff goes down to the big ditch and then south of us, and we don't get to benefit from that water, which is silly. And so basically we planted these native plants to not only keep the water, but use it for plants.
Great. So are there any other projects that you want to talk about today?
Well, we are going to continue, like I said, we're going to continue on pushing for recycling on campus, really take an active role in it. One of our members, in fact, is using recycling as a project for one of our classes, and so, and it's just, it's so important. I mean, I cannot think of one other place I've ever lived that hasn't had recycling. It's insane. It seems like so normal, and we're really pushing for it to be normal, to get it into the norms of the campus.
Well, we actually started to have recycling on Bullard Street. They set up a trial bin down by the city hall.
Oh, cool.
But they ran into some problems with that it was, people were putting regular trash into the recycling bin, and so they kind of gave up on it.
Well, and see, that was a big problem with Rich Hall, is that the amount of trash that went into the recycling bins was, it wasn't an enormous amount, but it was enough to where, you know, you don't want to pick through it, and it's just inconvenient for those who had to take care of the recycling. So, and again, we had a 3-month trial period, and so we didn't really get to delve into that issue completely. But I would think that in the future, a good solution would be just education, you know, education as well as maybe personalized recycling bins, because if every room had their own recycling bin, then that would feel more personal, and they would have more of a stake in recycling.
That makes sense to me.
Yeah, I would think.
And maybe for larger recycling bins, some kind of creative signage. You know, like, stop! Pay attention to what you're doing.
Yeah, and we did that last year. I remember creating several different signs to test it out, and it was frustrating. It was really frustrating for Chloe and I, to have to rifle through all the recycling bins and get all the garbage out. But, I mean, I have no doubt that that would be worked through. That could be worked through. I mean, it's happened in other places. It can happen here.
Right. There's always a little bit of a lag time between starting a new program and getting everyone on board. But, you know, it does make sense. So yeah. I'm very hopeful that it can work.
Thank you, yeah. And then also, homecoming is coming up, and we will be in the tailgate making vegetable kebabs, as well as standing out getting signatures for our recycling petition.
Great. Have food and they will come.
I hope so. I'm hoping for like a little bit of all like vegetables to offset the steak and hot dogs.
Is this a new event up at WNMU?
No, every homecoming, before the homecoming football game on Saturday, there is always a tailgate.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. So, see, I hadn't heard about it until talking to you.
Oh, good.
So
good.
Now more people know. So how can, would you like community members to be involved with your club?
Oh, of course.
How can they get in touch with you? Do you have a Facebook page or website, or has it not gotten to that point yet?
It really hasn't gotten to that point. Normally, if we have an event, we put out flyers, and I do need to be more proactive about putting flyers downtown. But for our big events, we do, definitely, and I think that would be the best way to get a hold of us right now.
Just to look for your flyers.
Look for the flyers. Again, it's the Eco Sustainability Club, And if you just find our flyers, you can come to our events and help out. I know that, well, the planting at the water harvesting basins, we had probably 8 community members in comparison to like 5 students. And so we've had awesome community help. And from Elda Leopold, kids over at the garden helping us till the ground up and get some infrastructure in there. It's been wonderful so far. It's been absolutely wonderful, and we encourage community outreach, community help.
Well, it's really amazing how much work you've done in just a short period of time. Thank you so much for doing this for our community. I really appreciate it.
And I look
forward to seeing more of your projects in the future.
Thank you. I look forward to doing that.
Well, thank you, Jesse, for being here today. And that wraps up another Community Spotlight. You can catch this show every Tuesday and Thursday right after the news at noon around 12:10, and also on Saturday mornings at 10:30. So thank you, and I hope you'll be back with us again next week. Bye-bye.